USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a part of our growing up. It's a part of our culture. It's a part of our lives. That's a truly great cathedral.
Notre Dame is burning. Fire erupted on the roof, which eventually brought down the spire atop the cathedral. Hundreds of people in Paris are watching in shock as the firemen battle the blaze. On Thursday morning, the Justice Department is expected to release a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says the release means people will be able to make up their own minds about Attorney General William Barr's short summary of the report, which he put out shortly after getting it from Mueller.
His review of the facts and his decision was that it didn't. However, that doesn't mean that the rest of us aren't going to have a different opinion.
President Trump tweeted again, questioning the origins of the investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The president continues his threat to dump thousands of illegal immigrants on the streets of sanctuary cities. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The president tweeting on Monday that migrants who, quote, can no longer be legally held will be transported, in his words, subject to Homeland Security. He also put more pressure on Congress to close loopholes and fix the nation's immigration laws. The president's plan is seen by some as retaliation against Democrats who favor sanctuary cities.
8 people are dead after severe weather across the South, and the same storm is still causing troubles. Thousands of people are still without electricity in parts of the South, including Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Georgia, and Mississippi. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec.
Potential for another pretty widespread heavy rain to possibly severe weather event across the middle section of the nation as we get into Wednesday into Thursday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Charges have been dropped against a Maryland woman who's accused of assaulting White House advisor Kellyanne Conway. Prosecutors have asked a judge to dismiss the charges against the woman, who was charged with second-degree assault and disorderly conduct following a confrontation last October in Maryland. Conway told police she was attending a birthday party with her teenage daughter when someone grabbed her shoulders from behind and started shaking her. Conway said, the woman yelled at her for around 10 minutes before being escorted out. The woman sent Conway a letter apologizing for the incident. The man accused of a horrific attack on a child at a Minnesota mall talks about his motive. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A criminal complaint says the man accused of throwing a 5-year-old boy off a third-floor balcony at the Mall of America told police he went to that mall near Minneapolis looking for someone to kill. Emmanuel Aranda was charged Monday morning with attempted premeditated first-degree murder for the attack on Friday that left the child fighting for his life. The complaint filed in Hennepin County says the child and his mother were standing outside a restaurant when Aranda came close to them, then just picked up the child and threw him over the balcony. The complaint says Aranda told cops he'd been coming to the mall for years looking to talk to women, but after being rejected repeatedly, it caused him to lash out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.